Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. Today would be our 581st to date, entitled CNN Goes Off the Deep End by Dancing with the Devil. Let's get to it. Well, for once, first off, let's change the call letters of CNN to C-U-N-T, okay? CNN is henceforth to be referred to or recognized as C-U-N-T, or as we say in out in the real world, see you next Tuesday, girl. Yeah, we all been there, done that. So, but Dancing with the Devil, Trump, Donald Trump is Beelzebub. He is Lucifer. He is the dark force, the dark side. He was born on the dark side. And the CEO, chairman, head of CNN, Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T, Chris Licht. He is a Trump boot licked. You know, I don't know where they got this retard, but he's been on the job for a little over a year now at CNN. He is grossly out of his depth, and he's no better. He is a spitting image of Rupert Murdoch. It's all about the green. The dollar, the dinero. Oh, I say, Chris, apparently I guess Mr. Licht wants to less CNN less confrontational. Basically, he's abrogating his professional responsibilities as a news organization. You know, it's not a propaganda platform. So I don't know what to say. C-U-N-T, it's the new network that replaced CNN. It's welcome to C-U-N-T, woo, because that's all it is now. Even Dana, you know, Chris Anderson Cooper, what was it, yesterday, said, you know, he's defending the network's choice to have that stupid, fucked up town hall. And by the way, Anselm's College, New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire. It is a liberal college. What in the fuck were they doing hosting a horrific town hall like that? And the moderator or the host on that particular night, Caitlin Collins, way outside her depth. She couldn't even fend off Trump's nonstop motor mouth of lie after lie after lie. He didn't even take a breath. He spit out 3, 4, or 5 misstatements, lies, misfacts. You know, right out of, he just literally pulled them right out of his ass. And she's fumbling around trying to whether she should interrupt him or wait another 5 or 10 or 15 seconds before, you know, holding her hand up and saying, oh, I'm sorry, I got to stop you and correct you. Oh, my goodness gracious, lady. We need somebody who was, a fighter, physical fighter, to be a moderator when you go with Trump. But Trump shouldn't be anywhere on the airwaves. He will be behind bars. He will be behind bars. He will have so many indictments on him, they're going to have to scrape him up off the sidewalk. He'll be flattened like a pancake. Jack Smith and Fonnie Willis and Letitia James. That's all I got to say. So, and Alvin Bragg, his trial starts in January next year at the Stormy Daniels hush money payments. So, you know, Trump is going to be tied up like Gulliver in Gulliver's Travels, you know, by the Lilliputians on the beach. He'll be tied up in knots and then some. CNN. Well, no, it's no longer CNN. It's C-U-N-T. And those are your new call letters. We'll see how long that asshole lasts. You know, it's easy. It's hard to build something up like a reputation and a legacy. It is almost easy, too easy, to torpedo it, to destroy it in one fell swoop, one move, one signature move. And that's what CNN did on Wednesday night, hosting a Benito Mussolini wannabe, i.e., a.k.a. Donald John Trump. A mere day after, 24 hours after he was convicted in a New York federal district court for sexual abuse and defamation. Good fucking God. CNN, man, you are beyond tone deaf. Your brain dead. See you next Tuesday, Anderson, Steve, Chris Licht, and even Dana Bash. Shame on you, who came to the defense of the network, trying to defend the network. What they did was indefensible. In-fucking defensible. So we'll leave it at that, amigos. CNN is now the new CUNT. That may be misogynistic, but it is the truth. That's the sum and substance of the new network that we have now in place. Woo. So that's it. This is the Rough Riders, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, keep lying supine on that your rich Corinthian leather recliners high up in the hills of Berkeley and Sausalito, and drinking your top shelf wine. And then you're opine. You can opine the big decision. Woo! Hasta la vista.